Now to the Mishnah Torah, Perek Shvi, in the 7th chapter. It's on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis in most standard Rambams. Halu Rishus Kaladim the Sunalo, Kama Shibayarno. Since everyone has free will, as we explained, Yishtadaladim Lasa Shuvah, Lazvadis Befiv Mechatov, a person should make every effort to do tshuva, to confess verbally to his sins, Ulinar Kapov Mechatov, to shake his hands from his sins, Kedishyamas Vubal tshuva, so that when he dies he should be a Baal Tshuva, he should be forgiven for all of his sins. V'yizkelechai elom abba, and he'll merit the life of the world to come. Beis, la'olam yir adam atzma kilu not l'amus. A person should always think that he's perhaps about to die. V'shem ha'yamus b'shaitu, he might die immediately. V'nim tzomim b'chato, and he'll remain standing in a state of sin. V'fikach yashim v'chatov miyad, that's why you should repent immediately from your sins. V'layom ha'kashyaskin ashuv, he shouldn't say, when I get old I will repent. Maybe he'll die before I'll get old. King Solomon says in his wisdom, your clothing should always be white. You should always be pure. Gimel, don't think that tshuva is only from sins that have an action. For example, znus, vegezel, ugneva, sexual immorality, robbing, stealing, just like you have to do tshuva from those things. You have to search your bad character. To repent from anger, from hatred, from jealousy, from ridiculing others, from pursuing money, and honor, pursuing food, and so on. From all of these things you have to repent. These sins that are sins of character are more difficult than the ones that have an action. If you're sunk into these things, these bad characteristics, it's harder to separate yourself from them. So it says, Yazav Rasha Vigomer, let the wicked man forsake his ways, and the bad man his thoughts. Meaning even the bad thoughts, even the bad characteristics, you have to repent from. Dalet. But Yidam Adam Bal Tshuva Shumaruchim Wal Satsadikim Mipnei Avonos V'Chatao Sha'asa. A person who does tshuva should not think that he's very far from the level of the really righteous people because of the sins that he did, and a davar kei, the matter is not so. He's beloved by God as if he would have never sinned. Not only this, he has a great reward. He tasted sin, he separated himself from it, and he is controlling his evil impulse. The sages said, the place where the people who repent stand, a complete, perfect tzaddik cannot stand. The level of Baal Tshuva is greater than those who've never sinned at all. They have to control their evil impulse more than the people who never sinned, because they experienced evil, and they have to force themselves not to give in again. All of the prophets commanded that we repent. The Jewish people will be redeemed only through repentance. The Torah has promised us that at the end of the exile the Jews would repent and be redeemed. It says, when all of these prophecies describing the exile will come true, you'll return to Hashem your God, and Hashem will return your captives, and the exile will end. A tshuva is great that it makes a person close to the divine presence. Return Israel until the Lord your God. V'nemar, it says, you didn't return to me, no Hashem, says God. V'nemar, it says, Toshuv Yisrael, no Hashem, Eli Toshuv. If you return, O Israel, says God, to me you shall return. Klomar, Tichsu B'tshuva, Be Tidbuk. That means, if you repent and do tshuva, you will cleave to me. Tshuva Mekarevus Esrachokim, tshuva makes near those that were far. Yesterday, this person was hated by God. He was abominable. He was far. He was disgusting. But today, now that he's done tshuva, he's beloved. He's precious. He's close. He's a good friend. You find that the same expression that Hashem uses to distance himself from the sinners, or to distance the sinners from him, with the same expression, he brings near those that repent. whether they're individuals or whether they're a community. That it shall be, instead of the Jews being called my no people, not my people, instead it will be said, you are the sons of the living God. It says concerning King Yechonyahu when he was wicked, that this man will be cut out. He's a man who will have no success in his days. Even if he'd be on my right hand, he'd be destroyed. However, once he repented, in his exile, it says concerning Zerubbabel, his son, on that day, says Hashem, the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, my servant, says God, and I'll make you like my signet. So the same expression, when Yoyakim would be discarded, even if he was a signet, is used when his descendant does tshuva and is holy, that he will be taken as a signet at the hand of God. Zayin kamu mulamar is a tshuva. How great is the level of tshuva? Emeshah is a moved on Hashem al-Kei Yisrael. Yesterday the sinner was separated from the God of Israel. Shenemesh it says, Avonoseichem ayim avdilam b'neichem ben alakeichem. Your sins separate between you and your God. So he cries out and he's not answered. Shenemesh it says, Kisar b'tfil avagomer. Even if you pray a lot, you will not be answered. V'yos ha-mitzah s'tov and also in the fun of when he does a mitzah, it's thrown back at his face. Shenemesh it says, Mi v'ikas yos mi'amchem rebos chatzerai. Who asked this from you to trample my courtyard? Who asks you to come to the temple? Mi gam b'chem v'yaskud l'asayim v'gomer. Who needs you? We could close the doors and you don't have to come here. Because even his good deeds are rejected. Hayom, humudbak b'shchina. But today, after he does tshuva, he's cleaving to the divine presence. Shenem avatam advekim Hashem alakechem. You that are cleaving to Hashem, your God. So at Venena, when he cries out, he is answered. Miyad, immediately. Shenem, as it says, v'yotem yikra v'niyena. Before they even call out, I will answer them. V'yosem mitzvah v'kabnos manachas v'simcha. He does mitzvahs and they accept it with pleasure and joy. Shenem, as it says, ki kfar rotzo l'kimitz masecha. God has found favor with your actions. They desire the good deeds of the Baal Tshuva. Shenemes it says, that it shall be pleasant to God the offering of Yehuda and Jerusalem as in the old days, and as in the ancient years. A person who has done Tshuva will be very low and humble. If fools cursed them because of their evil first acts. And they said to them, yesterday used to do such and such. Yesterday used to say such and such. They shouldn't even feel this. They should hear it and rejoice. They should know this is a merit to them, that they're not getting upset and not getting angry. For as long as they, on the contrary, feel embarrassed by what they did, shavru in the past, they feel humiliated, so they get more merit. So their quality increases. It's an absolute sin to say to a Baal Tshuva, remember your first deeds, or to mention them in front of him, in order to humiliate him. Even if you don't mention it directly, you mention things that are similar to the sins that he used to do in order to remind him, to hint at it. It's all forbidden. And this is included in the prohibition about hurting people with words, which the Torah forbade. As it says, do not afflict one man his friend. That's referring to cruel words that you're not supposed to direct towards other people.